The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Sweat, darling. I'll fix those punks. Hey, you lot, let her go. Now. That's no way to treat a lady.
Come on up, if nothing better, you burn the bastard.
Yeah. Go and mix it then, huh? Who's first? Why don't you fight like gentlemen?
Get him, Stu. Snotted Oz little evens. Turn the backsides for him.
Call it, please.
No need. He's ducked two of them already. Lock the running.
Bye, fellas. Happy Christmas. You okay, girls? No, I'm done, I hope.
Oh, I was terrified. You were great. Best thing since Batman.
Think nothing of it. They were just kids. Oh, shit. Sorry. One of them landed a kick. It's my leg. I can't stand on it. There's a weakness there, see? Did it playing Aussie Rules footy.
Here, let me help you.
You'd best come into the house. It might need bathing.
What about his own house? What about Blodwyn?
She's away. I'm on my own. I don't think I could manage.
We'll fix it. We did first aid in Brownies.
Well, if I could just put my arm around your shoulders.
Feel free.
Hey, hang about Wendy Colcliffe. It means my shoulder and all.
Oh, nearly there. Thanks, girls. What a turn up. I was just settling down with a good book as well.
I like a good book.
Romantic book, was it?
Accounting procedure. I'm into that type of thing.
Here, let's sit you down. How's that? Better? Give him his arm back, Sybil. How does that leg feel now?
I think there's a swelling, but I'll live.
I say, when you think, this could come out of a boot, couldn't it? Two damsons in distress.
Damsons? Don't you mean damsels?
Of course I mean damsels. I said damsels, witchering on while Stewie is in pain. Oh, shall I rub it for you, Doc?
Don't say yes, Stu. Get her to specify.
Oh, give over, Wend. I'm only trying to help him. Can you stand up, do you think?
Watch her. It'll be, can you manage the stairs next?
To be honest, I don't reckon I could manage the stairs. If I could borrow your shoulders again, I might be able to make next door.
Ah, and what then? All on your tug Christmas Eve, miserable as sin. And you'd have to sleep on Bryn's sofa. No, I've got a better idea. We've got a bed in front room. You can spend the evening with us and have that.
Mind. We'll have to lock us doors in case you're pretending.
You speak for yourself, Sybil Hargreaves. I think that remark's insulting to Stuart. The very idea.
Call me Stewie.
Right, Stewie. You make yourself comfortable, Stewie, and we'll put kettle on. Might even find you a can of Foster's in fridge.
What about the disco?
Get into your negligee? I should think not. Carry on like this and you'll have to be tied down. Book at disco? Well, not sofas, better than ten in Valentino's.
Of guests, nobody up. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. Santa Claus has been and gone. Respectable folk are on the way to church.
G'day, Merry Christmas.
Good heavens, who are you?
Sorry if I startled you. Are you Mrs. Colcliffe?
Am I, Eck? I'm Mrs. Cartledge, Mrs. Colcliffe's my daughter.
I'm Stuart, Stewie for short. I'm staying next door. I'm Bryn's son-in-law.
Oh, Blodwyn's chap. Well, what are you doing here? Half naked, then?
It's a long story.
I dare say, and you've no need to tell it, because I can guess how it starts and I can guess how it finishes.
You're losing me, to be honest.
Well, I happen to know that your wife, Blodwyn Davis as was, is at her father's bedside. That's the start. And no sooner is she out at road than you're getting thick with our Wendy, and this carry-on is the finish. Christmas Day and all. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, young man.
I stayed the night because my leg had gone.
Well, it's there now, and no mistake. You stood on it.
I couldn't stand on it last night. Honest to God, I couldn't.
Oh, I see. Legless, were you?
It wasn't drink. I was in a dust-up. Look, if you'll excuse me, I'll put my dacks on.
You what? Oh, your trousers. I should hope so. By cracky, I bet they're on wheels, your trousers.
That you, Stewie? Wendy up is she? Oh, Mrs. Cartledge. I thought I heard Stewie.
You did? He's in kitchen putting his trousers on. And not before time, if you ask me.
Is that you, Sybil?
Yes, Stewie.
You haven't seen my Dex.
Wendy had him last, and you?
What did I have last, you know?
Stewie's trousers.
I blame 60s for all of this.
They were dirty, weren't they, after that scrap, and you said you'd like give him like a sponge and a press.
I have. They're in front room where he slept. Hi, Gran, where have you sprung from?
Your mum gave me a key and asked me to keep an eye on things. I knew you'd likely be on tires last night, but this beats the band of hope, this does.
Look, can I have my Dex back? Who's got my flaming Dex?
They're in front room. I just put them there, hanging on my dad's bedpost.
Thanks. Excuse me.
You've been in Stewie's room?
Yeah, to take him his trousers.
Trust you to have him in the first place.
Oh, you've a filthy mind, Gran. You want to have it looked at?
You sneaked into Stew's room. I think that's awful, and him a married man.
It's disgusting.
Hey, you're going green purrier. Well, you've no need. All I did was take his trousers down for him.
Down?
Downstairs, dimwit. I took him up last night. I sponged him in bathroom. Then I took him upstairs and I put him under my mattress and I slept on him.
A likely story.
You're telling me. By heck, a right tail our cat's got. You want shooting, you do, Wendy Colclough. Your mum and dad leave the house in your care and this is how you carry
There's
on.
There's been no carrying on. Worse luck. At least not where I'm concerned.
Well, don't look at me.
Why? Might we catch you blushing?
Honestly, Norman, you are useless. Christmas tree lights shouldn't defeat a grown man. Edna Collins speaking.
Nurse Collins, Dr. Redmond here.
Oh, Dr. Redmond, how nice.
Christmas day going well for you so far, I trust?
Oh, yes, all proceeding according to plan.
Soon be sitting down to roast turkey and plum pudding, as you'd imagine.
We will indeed. Is Mrs. Redmond busy?
Up to her eyes. We have quite a house full, you see, plus people coming for drinks.
How nice.
What I wondered was, if you and your husband... Norman, isn't it?
That's right, Doctor. He's just doing the tree lights.
Well, what I wondered was, if you and Norman were... how shall I put it? Not pushed as regards cooking the dinner or guests arriving?
Well, we do have things under control. Nothing really pressing till my son and his wife arrive. And we don't expect them till after the Queen.
What? Oh, you have the Queen coming.
Oh, yes. She and Prince Philip often pop round.
You met the Queen's speech, didn't you, Nurse Collins?
Just my little joke.
So, until then, you and Norman will be at a loose end, so to speak.
Well, I suppose we might pull a cracker or two.
Yeah, that's fine, then. I was hoping you might not be busy. Yes, my dear, I'll seek the wine in a moment. No, not that bottle. Excuse me, a problem with the Christmas cheer.
Norman, you can leave the lights. Get yourself shaved and take that horrible sweater off your mother bought you. It's Dr. Redmond is going to invite us round to his place for drinks.
Calendars, are you still there?
Yes, still here, Doctor.
Good. Well, look, the thing is, if you do have a few minutes to spare...
Of course, Doctor. Best tie, Norman, and put your teeth in.
I beg your pardon?
Sorry about that, Doctor. Norman was not sure how much of the silver to put out.
You put silver out? In our house, it's only the cat that gets put out.
Oh, your sense of humour, Dr. Redmond. I do envy it. You were saying?
Oh, yes. Well, it's the clinic, you see. I wondered if you could possibly pop down to the clinic.
You're entertaining at the clinic?
Entertaining? Whatever gave you that idea?
God knows.
No, it's the lights, Nurse Collins.
Lights?
Yes, I've had a phone call from the old lady who lives across the road from the clinic. She says the clinic lights have been on most of the night and they're still on.
I see.
Well, it's not good for the health service image, is it? Conspicuous expenditure and all that. I'd go down myself, of course, but with people expected and so on, well, I'd rather hoped you might volunteer.
Oh, of course. Absolutely charmed.
I can leave that with you, then. I'm much obliged, Nurse Collins. My best wishes to Norman. I hope all goes well. Give my regards to the Queen. And a happy Christmas.
The same to you with knobs on, Doctor.
Norman! Yes, my love?
I need a stiff sherry.
Stiff what, my love?
A stiff sherry. What else?
Right, Gran, we're off to church. Now, you know what we've planned for our Christmas menu, I hope?
Never mind menu, I'm not your chef.
Oh, come on, Gran, be a sport. You've only carved turkey and peel a sprout or two.
And the rest?
No, we're keeping to our diet now. No roast spuds, no crackling, no rich mouth-watering gravy. I'm turning myself on. Why does the devil always have the best tunes?
What's keeping you, Wend?
I'm discussing luncheon arrangements with the cook.
Well, shift yourself. You'll have it closing time.
Closing time? I thought you were going to church.
We are. Church in. Where the Bibles have handles.
Look, I'll give Stew a knock while you're arguing.
Hey, oh, Stew. Oh, that's your game, is it?
Game? Whatever do you mean? We're only showing our guests from down under a traditional English Christmas dinner time booze up. It's all for tradition, is Stewie. He can quote Christmas Carol by the yard. Hello? Workhouse? Mrs. Cartledge? Well, as it happens, she is. It's for you, Gran.
Me? Connie Cartledge, who's that speaking?
Nurse Collins.
Don't you run off, madam. This inn is settled. Nurse Collins? What's to do? How'd it track me down, any road?
I tried your home number, no luck, so I assumed rightly, it seems, that you might be at your daughter's.
Well, get on with it, then. What does want? I mean, it's Christmas Day. I can't be doing no favours.
How Christian of you. Look, I hate to bother you, but there's been a report that lights have been left on at the clinic.
You were last out.
But you live near it.
I don't care. I were last out.
Look, Dr. Redmond is very concerned about running costs.
Well, if they want to creep round Dr. Redmond, they'd best get these gates on and get down there. I see enough of that clinic.
Don't you think I don't? Well, OK. Bugger the lights, then. No, Norman, I don't mean the Christmas lights.
Hello? Out there? Woman's demented. Oh, yeah, Wendy. Where's the cryptopter?
No sweat, Gran. We've got her.
I'm making me escape. She'll have us trapped.
Escape? Trapped? What's it all about?
It's about who cooks dinner.
Well, it's Wendy's house. We're all guests, really.
You traitor, Sybil Hargreaves. You backstabber. Playing gooseberry all last night, and now after getting poor lad on his own in Boozer. You want to remember, you know, you're practically engaged.
Oh, that's really cheap, that is. As if I could forget.
Oi, oi. Simmer down. Peace on earth. God bless and all that. Look, I can carve. I can toss a fair dinkum salad any day. I'll do the dinner.
You'll miss, Pop. Are we going to teach you to play skittles?
No sweat, I insist.
Okie dokie then. But we can't leave guests to do all the work.
They weren't saying that when it were me.
Right, Gran. Bang on the button. I was selfish. The spirit of sacrifice was not with me. But I have seen the light. I'll put my penny on like a good girl and I'll help Stew do the dinner.
So will I.
Listen, gooseberry gob, there's no need.
Stewart? Help me on with me coat. There's a duck.
Sure, no worries, Gran.
I know where Church Inn is. They can do dinner. And me and thee will go down pub.
Get on, you, Gran. Lead the way. See you later, girls. Can't win them all, you know.
Well, stuff me. Open that oven door and I'll climb in with flaming turkey. Sybil, have we been landed or have we been landed?
Three helpings of pudding do tend to have a soporific effect. Well, that's the dishwasher loaded. Oh, drat. There's no peace even at Christmas. Oh, if this is bloody Redmond. Hello, the Collins residence.
Oh, good afternoon, madam. Sorry to disturb you. Am I speaking to Nurse Collins?
For my sins.
Eh? Oh, I see. Yes, good. This is Hanley Police Station, Nurse Collins. We have you down in our records as the key holder of Lowmore Clinic.
Look, if it's about those bloody lights, you can tell Dr. Redmond that I don't care if the damn clinic looks like a Christmas tree.
Steady on.
You can tell him furthermore that I know what electricity costs because I do have electricity in my humble establishment. Funnily enough, Birch's Head may not be Barlaston, but we have some of the amenities. We're hoping to get Pony Express eventually, or even the stagecoach might start getting through, provided they're not ambushed by Red Indians in Abbey Alton.
If you don't mind me saying so, madam, you sound a little bit peeved. Is it Christmas getting you down?
It's bloody snobbery that gets me down. It's the class system that I can't stand.
Now hang on, Duck.
How dare you call me Duck? I live in a detached house. My husband's in property.
I'm sorry, madam, but you do seem to have got the wrong end of the stick.
Well, I'm not your duck, whatever end I've got hold of.
Well, sod this for a game of soldiers. I mean, it's gone three. We've had the Queen wittering on.
I don't think that's fair, Wen, saying that. The Queen done a witter.
Well, stop creeping. She can't hear you. You'll not get a knighthood.
Women don't get knighthoods. They get made like dames and ladies of the bedchamber.
I don't care if they get made ladies of the coal shed. It doesn't roll to the fact that this gorgeous repast we have prepared with us own fur hands has been on table an hour. We've finished the sherry and we're still sat here waiting for a pair of dirty stop-outs. I could have been round to our marks with this prezi. I'm beginning to wonder if they've gone to Stew's pub in Aussie rather than flipping church in.
Oh, listen to that. Yobbles. What a din. They want locking up.
Hang about. That's an Aussie song, that is. If it's not Rolf Harris.
I hit you, Mystic. We've had a right good rave up, I tell you. Stuart's had me in tucks down that pub.
I'm real tackered.
It's not just singing. He can juggle with pint pots. He can stand on his hands. He can yodel. And he can balance a glass of beer on his nose and recite Tiny Tim while he does it.
At last dinner was all done. The cloth was cleared.
Listen
the hearth swept and the fire made up. The compound and the jug being tasted and considered perfect. Apples and oranges are put upon the table and a shovel full of chestnuts on the fire.
Pardon the interruption, but another half hour and that's where your Christmas dinner might have ended up. Now, let's sit down and get cracking.
All right.
Ram, we're starting with seafood. So, if you don't mind doing the honours before we all pass out faint with hunger. And as for you, Tiny Tim, lift us up while I tie this bunch of mistletoe to the lampshade. I'll get that, Sib. Now, if it's the Queen wanting my opinion of a speech, tell her we're OK apart from the effing and blinding.
Hello?
I'll take it, you two.
Who? Miss Collins? Oh, yes, she is. Hang on. Mrs. Cartledge? It's that toffee-nosed sourpuss from clinic.
Miss Collins?
How did you guess?
If she's still mithering on about them blessed lights... Hello? What is it now? The police? An intruder? I know I've got keys, so have you. I am a going, police or no police. I don't care if it is a cop stride. Get your car out. You're always bragging you've got one. I've all the barefaced cheek.
Is there emergency or something?
Police think there's somebody in clinic. They don't want break door down, so they rung Nurse Collins, who's official key holder. And she's trying to palm it off on me.
Well, if police are waiting...
They'll wait a long time if they're waiting for me.
It's none of my business, but I just hope Fuzz don't land up here knocking on the door.
They wouldn't do that.
What? If you're not cooperating, they can get very funny. They might arrest you, refusing to assist the police in their inquiries, obstructing the course of justice.
Oh. Shall I serve or what?
Oh, I don't know. What a nuisance. Ah, Wendy's right, I reckon. I'd best go, or I'll likely never hear the last of it. Where's me coat?
You still got it on, Gran.
Oh, aye. Not be 10 minutes.
We'll wait dinner for you. Play a game or summat. Any ideas, kiddos? Blindman's buff? Musical chairs? Postman's knock?
I know. Let's have a quiz.
Right. First question. How, Sybil Hargreaves, have you survived this long, despite the habit you have of making folk want to throttle you?
Home at last. We've made good time. Didn't leave Welshpool till half two at the earliest.
Oh, let's get the fire going. Cold as charity, yeah?
Sticking to coal fires. Why don't you have central heating?
I know, but being a miner...
Where's Stew? Stew? House is like a morgue. Stewie?
He must be out on one of his runs.
Could be. We're a good bit earlier than expected. Still, I thought he'd have started the dinner at the fire lit at least. Turkey's still here, just as I left it, all ready for the oven. Hello. Sounds like they're having a good time next door.
Yeah, it certainly does.
You feeling okay, Tad?
Oh, sore here and there. Get out of sorts. I live. I can't help thinking how lucky we were. Auntie Cora and myself. few bruises, bit of shock. Your auntie hardly a scratch, really. Not like some of the victims are drunk drivers. And then there's the relatives. What they have to bear. Oh, there was nothing festive about that casualty unit, I can tell you.
Never mind, Dad. It's over. We must thank our lucky stars it was no worse.
Ah, you sound like your auntie. Lucky stars, indeed. There was a young woman waiting, a relative. Such misery. Such silence. Just sat there, among all that bustle, that ordinariness, waiting. Oh, I could weep blood. When you see it firsthand, what this drink driving does. At last she was told. The orderly took her to see a doctor, I suppose. Do you know something, Blood? I'll swear I heard a cry. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I just guessed at the anguish. But it haunts me. It'll haunt me till the day I die.
Dad, you're shivering. Come on, fire.
When it was her turn to be patched up, I asked about this young woman. She'd lost her husband and two little kiddies. Mown down on a pedestrian crossing. The driver was a bank manager or something, been to a golf club do. A couple of drinks, and he's a killer. Well, at least Christmas is still jolly for some folk. Who's Wendy Corcliffe got in there, for heaven's sake?
Santa Claus.
Oh, well, if it is, and that girl's got her hands on him. Wherever his reindeers are parked, I reckon they're in for a long wait.
Mrs.
Cartledge, what are you doing here?
You asked me to come. Well, I mean, doors are open. You're here. Am I not needed, then? Have I been fetched from my Christmas dinner for nowt?
If you meant to come, you should have said.
So should you.
Oh, well, that's all by the way now. There's a young woman.
What has broke in?
Not exactly. She attended the clinic yesterday, it seems. Went to the toilet. Passed out, she claims, and when she came to, we'd all gone home.
Well, I never. Why didn't she go home?
It appears she hasn't much of a home to go to.
There's a lot like that these days. When you go down that bus station in Hanley, you can break your leg tripping over folk who haven't much of a home to go to.
Maybe. But what can you say to a 15-year-old who's practically giving birth and hasn't even realised she's pregnant?
Pregnant? It didn't happen in my toilets, did it?
It hasn't happened yet. Not quite.
You sent her to maternity, then?
There isn't time. She's better delivering here than in the ambulance. I'm hoping the midwife can make it in time. But if not, well, I shall have my hands full. So, being as you're here, Mrs. Cartledge, I'd very much appreciate it if you could stay and give me some help.
Driving, Sybil.
Bye.
Season's greetings to your mum. Let's bet you back about 7, right? And if that fancy man of hers puts his paws on you, clock him one.
Well, everybody seems to be going. I reckon it's time to hit the road myself.
No need. Gran will be back any minute. I can't think what's keeping her this long. Unless coppers have invited her back to the station to pull a cracker or two. Here, let me top your glass up.
Go on, then. And I reckon my more can hurt.
Nice now, innit? Gas logs all glowing. Christmas lights twinkling. That sofa's very comfy, don't you think?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to hog the lot.
No, stay where you are. I'm fine here on Arthrug. You can tickle me earlobes if you want.
Then all the Cratchit family drew around the hearth, in what Bob Cratchit called a circle, meaning half of one, and at Bob Cratchit's elbow stood the family display of glass, two tumblers and a custard cup without a handle. Would you rather put some music on?
No. Pray continue. I'm a sucker for Tiger Tim.
Tiny Tim?
Just testing you. Read on. I love it.
I can't imagine what's keeping Stu. It's been dark half an hour nearly. He's a big lad, but still...
What's that? Oh, yeah, let me stalk up.
Stewie, I mean, where could he be? Oh, you don't suppose he's got lost?
Oh, it's not hard. Not in these parts. Turn down some of the back alleys or side streets and a stranger could soon lose his bearings.
Do you think we should go and look for him?
I could get the car out, I suppose.
I mean, where else could he be? Who knows him apart from the people next door? Oh, he couldn't be next door, could he?
At the coal clubs. Hey, come to think of it, there is somebody there. A chap. I was in the yard filling the scuttle just now. Their curtain weren't drawn. I wasn't snooping or anything, but I couldn't help but notice there seemed to be a chap there with Wendy. Plus a big bunch of mistletoe hung from the lampshade. And faintly I could hear... Well, this chap seemed to be reciting. It sounded familiar, like something from Dickens.
Dickens? A Christmas Carol? That's Stuart.
Then Bob proposed, "A Merry Christmas to us all, my dears. God bless us," which all the family re-echoed. And last of all spoke Tiny Tim. "God bless us," said Tiny Tim. "God bless us, everyone."
Get you out of there, do you hear me?
Oh, blimey, it's Blood!
Crimes! She must be psychic!
2 minutes, Stuart, bloody heartthrob. I'll give you 2 minutes before I take this door of its hinges.
Hang on. You'll have the letterbox getting earache. It's not used to being shouted through.
And as for you, Wendy Cobblock, no wonder you've got the door locked. You little trollops. 2 minutes, that's a warning.
Fish and chips, she thinks she's a nuclear power.
Don't worry. She does seem to blow a bit quick, does Blood. I'll make her straight.
You going then?
I think I'd better.
How about Tiny Tim? He doesn't die, does he?
Nah, he doesn't die. Bye now, and thanks for the hospitality.
Bye. Stroll on. And as for you, Mistletoe, take that grin off your face.
Hush, girl. Go on, push.
That's right, Duck. It wants to be born, Duck, God help it.
Push, it needs you to push.
Yes, that's it. Grand. You're doing grand. Come on, little fella. Oh, yes. You're a grand little fella.
It's a boy, Duck. A baby boy.
Let your mum hear you, then.
Little slap, I think, just to get you going.
Use your lungs as God give you, me love.
Today's special episode was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The Cockloughs has been created and produced independently by Mike Hotwood.
The Cockloughs return with another episode tomorrow.